Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody. Joined by Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelken. Here are your mailbag questions. Lance, question number one. Bobby in Missouri. He wants to know, what are you most looking forward to when OTAs begin this week?
Well, I think there's two things I'm looking forward to, John. First, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the injured players from last season get back on the field and how much they do participate in OTAs, such as a Darian Thompson, a Shane Vereen, a JT Thomas, and then how about JPP, who missed the latter part of late last season. The second thing I'm looking for is the wide receivers and the defensive backs specifically, because without padding, without contact, you can see how the route running, how they move without the football. So I think that's the position to focus in as much in on.
And no physical contact allowed at these OTAs, of course. So you're right, a lot more fun to watch the guys outside. Yeah. Not a whole lot going on in the trenches. Question number two from Josh down in Houston, Texas. Where does Drell Adams have to show improvement this offseason for the coaches to give him more playing time?
Well, I think blocking is probably the main area. They're looking for that overall tight end that they could put on the field in all different types of circumstances. And let's not forget, Drell Adams, even though he didn't have significant playing time last year, he had 16 receptions out of 21 targets. So he did show some chemistry with Eli Manning, John. Now I think they want him to improve his blocking like any young tight end.
Yeah, he mentioned blocking when I talked to him last week. He also mentioned to be route running. So those are two of the big things that he's really focusing on technique-wise with the blocking. That's always, of course, the key to success. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. That's your Giants mailbag.